Reb Chaim grabbed his suitcase and ran out of the airport as quickly as he could before the KGB agent could change his mind. But this time, he didn't have to wait 8.5 hours for a taxi. You see, Reb Chaim had saved the phone number of the taxi driver from the last time he was in Russia. And this time, all it took was one call from a payphone, and the taxi driver was on his way. The taxi pulled up in front of the airport, but Reb Chaim didn't recognize it. That's because the taxi driver had bought a brand new car. Okay, not brand new, but a lot newer.
Oh, it's so nice to see you again. Thank you so much for coming to pick me up, and what a beautiful car. It's a lot nicer than the other one you had.
And Harvey, you also have something new. You didn't have that beard last time.
Yeah, I got it on sale.
You're the same funny like last time. I miss you. A lot of fun last time going round and round with KGB following at 150 miles an hour.
Those were the good old days.
Why are you back here again? You didn't have enough trouble last time?
Well, you know, this time I'm here in order to... I don't know if I should be telling you this.
Harvey, close the door. I have a secret to tell you.
The door is not going to break off?
Don't worry. This car is much, much better. It's only 25 years old, not like the other one that was 50 years old.
You have such a great sense of humor.
I wasn't joking. Anyways, close the door. I have a secret.
What?
Believe it or not, I am a Jew too.
You're a Jew too? Wait a minute. How did you even know that I'm a Jew?
Harvey! Last time I saw you dropping off the suitcase to the Jewish guy with the beard. I was sitting in my car right there, remember?
You were sitting in your car the whole time?
Well, Harvey, actually, I'm very happy to help you. You see, not just I am Jew, but the KGB, they hurt my family very, very much. So, anything I could do for you, just let me know.
Oh, really? That's unbelievable. You know, I was just about to tell you that I'm here in Russia to learn with some people.
What are you going to learn? Trigonometry?
No, not mathematics. We're gonna learn Gemara.
You're going to learn what?
We're gonna learn Gemara. Well, you see, how do I explain this? It's called Talmud Bavli, and the rabbis wrote it around 1500 years ago, and it's really, really challenging, but really, really rewarding. And there's a few Jews here who really, really want to learn Gemara, but it's too hard. That's why I'm here to help them.
Oh, so you want me to come learn too?
Of course I do. But you have to be very, very careful. Here I am telling you to be careful about the KGB. You're the one who lives in Russia. As a matter of fact, I really feel bad for you Jews living here in Russia.
What do you mean, Harvey?
Well, you know, in America, we have freedom.
What is this freedom?
Well, I'll give you an example. I could literally walk into the White House, I could march right into the Oval Office, and I could pound on the President's desk and lean over and shout right in his face, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running this country.
So what's the big deal? I could do the same thing.
You can?
Of course. I can walk right into Kremlin.
Yeah?
I march into Premier's office.
Yeah.
I pound on his desk and I lean over and I shout in his face.
Yeah?
I don't like the way American president is running his country.
Very good. Very good. I liked it. Yeah. I think you're gonna be just fine with the KGB.
Harvey, don't worry. I know how to deal with the KGB. As a matter of fact, I was in school training to be a KGB agent.
Oh, really? So what happened?
Well, I was kicked out.
Why did they kick you out?
Well, what happened was, the guy who was training me, he said, first shoot, ask questions later. So I shot him.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was not the first time I was kicked out of school.
Really?
Yes, sure. When I was little kid, I went to public school in communist school.
Yeah.
And the teacher was trying to convince everybody that there's no such thing as a God in heaven.
Yeah.
So the teacher said to me, because I am Jewish kid, so I believe in God.
Yeah.
And teacher said to me, how can there be God if you can't see him? So I said, how can teacher have a brain if you can't see it?
That was really funny. But I thought last time when I was here, you told me you were a very good student.
Oh, of course I was a good student, especially in math. Like one time, teacher said to me, Vladimir, if you have in your pocket 5 rubles and you give me 2, how many do you have left? I say, I have 5. So teacher say, Vladimir, I think so you are not thinking. If you have 5 rubles and you give me 2, how many do you have left? And I say, I still have 5. So teacher said, what do you mean you still have 5? And I say, teacher, I'm not giving you any of my rubles.
Now I understand why they kicked you out of school.
That was also a joke. Well, off we go.